This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. I didn't take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with us. I do appreciate the time you spend with us. I do appreciate the time that you spend, you know, on the air and the chat room, texting and tweeting and just being engaged, involved. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live there. You can listen live. There's a lot you can do up there as well. And you can, look, buy the book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, all the things that you've been taught to hate, all the labels given to me and you and usins by the left, they mean nothing. I mean, at this point, they really do. They mean nothing. What does the word racism mean anymore when they don't use it for the real meaning, when they don't use it for what it really has done to people? It means nothing. And it's too bad. Seriously. Well, the Trump administration, I'll put it that way, is finally getting serious with leakers. And this is, you know, you guys, I've been screaming about this forever. It's like, you know what, let's forget all the little niceties, let's forget all the political correctness, go into these departments, and anybody who might, could have, should have, or appears to have, because, you know, all you have to do is allege now and you're guilty, right? But any one of them who appear to have had, I don't know, access files they shouldn't have accessed, they need to explain what they're doing and why. So a top Treasury Department employee who was charged Wednesday with leaking confidential financial documents pertaining to former Trump officials was apprehended. Right? So remember what I said to you. It's about time. We need to come down hard on these people. They need to understand that, you know, they've been trusted with this stuff or entrusted with this stuff. And if they're going to... All right, slow down. They've been trusted with this. This information, with the access to this information. Now, this person's with the Treasury Department. We've seen what's gone on at the IRS against conservatives and conservative causes and conservative groups. This is not an act of bravery because you're protecting the country. This is an act of cowardice. You've been trusted with this information. You've agreed not to give it out. You've not to access it unless you absolutely have to. And here, this person was caught with these documents on a flash drive that they had taken from the department. Now, the arrest took place last Tuesday. It came on the heels of other high-profile leak-related prosecutions, which they pledged to go on the offensive against leakers that the president has called traitors and cowards, as well as he should have. Natalie Mayflower Sowers, wait a minute, she has four names. Natalie Mayflower Sowers Edwards, what is it? Does that mean she's been married like three times before or something? Yeah. She's 40. She's a senior official at the department's Financial Crimes Enforcement Network. She's accused of illegally giving a reporter bank reports, documents, and several suspicious financial transactions known as suspicious activity reports from October 2017 to present. The financial transactions involved Trump campaign chief Paul Manafort, campaign official Richard Gates, accused Russian agent Maria Butina, and Russian embassy federal law enforcement officials and others. Think about this. She has that info. That stuff is still being investigated, right? Still part of other investigations as well. She's given out that information. What did she think she was doing? Was she taking one for the team? Was she, you know, getting the information out there so crime couldn't happen again? I mean, really, what was she doing? An unidentified higher-ranking Treasury colleague was cited in court papers as a co-conspirator with Edwards, but was not charged. That person identified only as an associate director, whom Edwards reported, exchanged more than 300 messages with a reporter via encrypted messaging application. So these people were actively working at being sneaky, being treasonous, and giving information they should have never... First of all, they should have never pulled it down. They had no reason to go to it. Secondly, they're pulling information out, and they're giving it to a reporter. They had no right. It wasn't like the government or the Trump administration was trying to hide something. Edwards saved thousands of SARs along with thousands of other files containing sensitive government information to a government-provided flash drive. She transmitted the SARs to a reporter by taking photographs of them and then texting the photographs using an encrypted application. According to the documents, which said that Edwards eventually confessed doing it to the FBI. Right? It's just... I really would love to know. You know, it's one thing when the government is, recording our conversations as private citizens to see if they can catch us doing something. You know, lying to the FISA courts to get information on us. You want to put that out there? That's whistleblowing. That's flat-out whistleblowing. But what is this? What was turned over? So you're turning over financial reports. Then investigations are still going on with to find out whether these people are taking money from Russians or whoever. That's not whistleblowing. If the FBI was covering it up for someone, if the FBI or the DOJ in some way, shape, manner, or form were covering these crimes up so people wouldn't get in trouble, and you put it out there, that's different. So I don't know where these people are coming from, other than it goes back to what I've been saying, what my mantra's been. We are no longer Americans. We are now Republicans or Democrats. We are now either Trump haters or non-Trump haters. It's just crazy. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mazzini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mazzini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call this toll-free number right now. 800-511-2084. That's 800-511-2084. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the collection process right now by calling 800-511-2084. That's 800-511-2084. When you call the Tax Support Group, you'll get free information on how you can reduce your back taxes, including penalties and interest. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the free call that could help you end the worry today. 800-511-2084. That's 800-511-2084. 800-511-2084. 800-511-2084.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at gcnlive.com.
Travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
Wipe out all thought?
I think it's dirty politics.
They're like flying televisions.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina.
We are back. Flying televisions. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Thank you so much for spending your time with me on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. You know, we were talking about, in the last segment, we were talking about the woman that probably considered herself a whistleblower, but she was a leaker, okay? She was leaking information to the press that on an ongoing investigation, there's no reason for it. Let the investigation finish it. If somebody, you know, pulls the wool over somebody else's eyes or evidence is being hidden or the government's covering up for somebody, then you're a whistleblower when you put it out there. But this is not whistleblowing. This is you just being dishonest. Really, that's what it boils down to. It's just you being dishonest because you don't like the president. Now, I don't want to go through this whole story because it's not short. But how much faith, as a conservative, how much faith and trust do you expect us to have in the government now when you've got people there who think it's okay because of their political ideology, they think it's okay for them to release this kind of information and put it out there? See, I think the only way you stop this kind of thing is you start arresting people on a large scale, right? And I don't care how small the issue is. You start arresting them on a large scale. You find out they accessed documents they shouldn't have, bang, guilty. And let them do jail time. Even if it's 90 days. Listen, I know people have gone to jail for less than 6 months and they straightened their lives out afterward because they didn't like it. They didn't like having to go to the bathroom in public. They didn't like being told when to get up, when to go to sleep, what to eat, when to eat. Couldn't go to the refrigerator anytime you want to. Think about that. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And they've been trying to get information on this for a while. The FBI should know. I mean, we're talking about the Treasury Department here. Are you telling me that they don't know, they can't know, they won't know how often somebody accesses certain files, certain areas, certain servers? Look, I was in the technology business for 20 years. You could track from IP address to where you could track it. And you can know when they accessed it and what they did with it. This should not be a big deal. It should not be that hard. Right? And on the same level, another recent story, State Department provided clearly false statements to derail requests for Clinton docs. This is a judge going off saying this. This isn't somebody accusing from within. This isn't one of those crazy tweets from Trump. In a combative exchange on a hearing in D.C., a federal judge unabashedly accused career State Department officials of lying and signing clearly false affidavits to derail a series of lawsuits seeking information about former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and her private email server. Think about that. Think about that. Because right now the Dems are screaming, well, look at all the money we spent and how much time we did. If we had the truth about Clinton's server, if we had the paperwork we had asked for, maybe it wouldn't gone so long, but she'd probably be in jail by now. That's what they didn't want. And I'm so glad you now have a judge that's irritated. He's seen it and he's irritated about it. That's not a good place to be. U.S. District Court Judge Royce Lambert said that he was shocked and dumbfounded when he learned that the FBI had granted immunity to former Clinton Chief of Staff Cheryl Mills during its investigation into the use of Clinton's server. Think about this. That person was helping to guide, maybe tell people where to put the emails, tell people where certain information should go. She should have been part of the investigation, yet she was given immunity before they really had gotten into it. He said, I had myself found that Cheryl Mills had committed perjury. She lied under oath in a published opinion. I had issued a judicial watch case where I found her unworthy of belief, and I was quite shocked to find out that she had been given immunity. Think about that. The Justice Department in the Hillary Clinton email case gave her immunity after knowing that she lied. Anybody find this amazing? Department of Justice's Inspector General Michael Horowitz noted that in his report that it was inconsistent with typical investigative strategy for the FBI to allow Mills to sit in during the agency's interview of Clinton during the email probe, given that classified information traveled through Mills' personal email account. Well, it was her. Remember the little slight, and we can go back there, but remember the little moves that Hillary made to bring people in? She hired a boatload of attorneys. Now, why would you do that? Oh, because then it becomes attorney-client privilege. Right? And the judge went on to say that there is serious potential ramifications when one witness attends another witness's interview. You know, when the police show up at a crime scene, what's the first thing they do when there's two or three people? They separate them right away so they can't get their story straight. To make sure that they're telling the truth. Now, on Friday, Lambert, who was appointed to the bench by President Ronald Reagan, said he didn't know Mills had been granted immunity until he read the IG report. Now, think about that. Then he learned that she had lied, that she accompanied Clinton to the interview, which would get him even more dumbfounded. He said the Transparency Group Judicial Watch initially sued the State Department in 2014. They were seeking information about the response to the Benghazi attack after the government didn't respond to a Freedom of Information Act. And this is what I always love. They keep talking about how Trump is when it comes to giving out information, right? Matter of fact, I think he's too loose with information sometimes. But if you recall, CBS, NBC, and others accused the Obama administration of being the most secret administration that most of them had ever covered. They didn't allow photographers and reporters into some of the meetings that they were normally allowed into. Right? Holder at one point in time said he wasn't going to honor any more FOIA requests because they were being inundated with them and they couldn't keep up with them. Didn't know that the AG got to make or break laws as he went. There are other parallel lawsuits by Judicial Watch probing issues like Clinton's server, whose existence was revealed during the course of the litigation. See, we didn't even know about that. Nobody, the DOJ, even though they investigated, they had no solid information about it until the FOIA requests were made, until Judicial Watch was poking, pushing, and prodding. And the State Department, what did they want to do? Well, I guess you'll have to come back to find out. So what are we going to know? I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Turkish officials are now leaking details of an audio recording of the capture, torture, and death of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. The recording happened inside the Saudi consulate in Turkey. New York Times reporter David Kirkpatrick is in Istanbul, and he now provides the grisly details of what can be heard on the recording.
We're learning today from Turkish officials about an audio tape that contains evidence that Mr. Khashoggi was detained quickly after he entered the consulate, that his fingers were chopped off, that he was dismembered, that the gore was so egregious that the consulate asked them to take it outside.
He said of the 15 suspects named by Turkish authorities, 4 appear to have close ties to the Saudi crown prince. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Milberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the 5 little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
We are back. To the Real Side on GCN Live. I love it. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Feinstein just came out and said that she'd be very willing to reopen the Kavanaugh case. And I say, let's do it, but only if we can take the FBI investigation and make it public. Excuse me, and she agrees to testify. She can't take the fifth, but she needs to testify as to when she got the information, why she leaked it, and all of that. If she's willing to do that, sure, go for it. Open up the Kavanaugh case again. And I say that because I guarantee you, with all those caveats in place, she will not open up the case again. Anyway, back to the story that I was doing. Again, always a pleasure to have you guys with me. I do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just being involved, being engaged. You can't just sit there yelling at the TV, yelling at me, yelling at the radio and expecting to get anywhere, you know? So we were talking about how the judge now is infuriated that the Department of Justice lied, in essence, as far as he's concerned, to the judge and other judges, when it came to the paperwork for the email server for Mrs. Clinton. But you know, again, the bigger story here, the bigger problem here, is that officials in the DOJ, investigators, agents, what have you, were willing to lie to get done and or to protect somebody. See, that's real whistleblowing. If somebody had come out, and again, look at the hypocrisy here. Why didn't somebody from those departments who knew what was going on, why didn't they come out? Because that's true whistleblowing. That's true protecting the American public. No. Whistleblowing, now to them, is talking about everything that Trump does, from how many scoops of ice cream he has, to the conversations that he was having with the Mexican president. Because they knew ultimately it would make it to the point where if you couldn't trust the security of the conversation, there'd be no government leader that would deal with them. Remember, the Dems wanted to subpoena the Russian translator when Trump was in the meeting with Putin. I mean, seriously. Lambert denied the request to dismiss the lawsuit at the time, the judge. He said he was happy he did, charging that the state officials had intentionally misled him because other key documents, including those on Clinton's email server, had not, in fact, been produced. No kidding. They wiped out, remember, they were told to keep them, and they didn't. They wiped them out, 35,000 of them. Her attorneys admitted that they didn't go through all of them. They kind of guessed and wiped them out as they went, when they clearly said that they would go each and every one of them, and they would make sure none of them pertained to any State Department business. Unreal. He said, it was clear to me that at the time that I ruled initially that the false statements were made to me by career State Department officials, right? People who should have known better. People who know the difference between right and wrong, or else what are they doing in there? He said, it became more clear through discovery that the information that I was provided was clearly, think about this, they gave a judge false information. Wow. He said, we now know that the device that was being searched for this information, we didn't at the time, turned out to be the Secretary of State's email system from her home bathroom. I added that. He continued, I don't know the details of what the IG inquiry there was into why these career officials or the State Department have filed false affidavits. He said, I don't know the details of why the Justice Department lawyers did not know that false affidavits were being filed. But I was very relieved that I did not accept them and that I allowed limited discovery into what had happened. During a tense exchange with the Justice Department lawyer Robert Prince, Lambert pressed the issue. He accused Prince of using doublespeak and playing the same word games that Clinton played. Wow. A judge from the bench. Think about that. He said that was not true, the judge said, referring to the State Department's assurance in a sworn declaration that it had searched all relevant documents. The judge said that was a lie. That statement was simply a lie. Prince pushed back sharply, saying that he took the judge's accusations extremely seriously. Well, the judge was being extremely serious. Good of you to be awake, Mr. Prince. It might be that our search could be found to be inadequate, but that declaration was absolutely true, he said. Now, no. Because if you said that you searched all the documents, if there's 35,213 documents, if you didn't search 32,205 or whatever the heck I said documents, then you didn't search them all. He said, now it's been made clear in the rulings by various courts that basically the courts are going to expect us to search items that came in afterward in this instance. And now that's understandable. But at the time, that was not at all clear. Prince went on to say, I understand if Your Honor thinks that the searches that were done up to the motion for summary judgment were inadequate, but being wrong about the search being adequate does not make it a false affidavit. It does. Really that simple. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Now, in a statement, Judicial Watch President Tom Fitton, who was president at the hearing, pushed the White House for answers. The President Trump should ask why his State Department is still refusing to answer the questions. I don't understand this. I really don't. You know, this is exactly, in my mind's eye, why Trey Gowdy, Rudy Giuliani, Ted Cruz, any one of those guys, but now I'm glad Ted's still in Texas, any one of those guys would have been better to be the AG than Sessions. I think he's keeping his head low right now so he doesn't get in trouble. But serious, Trump should be pounding the desk. But then again, he's got no backup. He's got no team behind him to help him. That's how I feel about it. If President Trump had the support team in place, had the right people around him, and I'm not talking about his cabinet choices. I'm talking about the Senate and the Congress. Right? Yeah, the AG is a Senate position. I get it. But that's not the only person he needs to worry about. Because he could easily get rid of Rosenstein and he could get rid of Sessions if he had a Senate that would do its job and confirm quickly. President Trump should ask his State Department why they're still refusing to answer basic questions about the Clinton email scandal. Clinton and the State Department's emails covered up, abused the FOIA, the courts, and the American people. If you really look down the list of what took place, Now, Clinton, as always happens, non-responsibility. The left is teaching our kids and others that you don't take responsibility for anything. You don't have to, because it's always you're always a victim of some circumstance around you, right? Clinton's blamed the Republicans and groups like Judicial Watch for derailing her presidential bid because she did nothing wrong. If you didn't do anything, there'd be nothing for them to hang their hat on. There'd be nothing for them to accuse you of. Take the Benghazi tragedy. You know, I have one of the top Republicans, Kevin McCarthy, admitting that we're going to take that tragedy because, you know, we've lost people. Unfortunately, going back to the Reagan administration, if you talk about recent times and diplomatic attacks, as Clinton went on to say in an interview, boy, it was turned into a political football, and it was aimed at undermining my credibility. You cannot, as with Kavanaugh, you cannot undermine somebody's credibility if they've already established themselves truly as a credible person. You know, Mrs. Clinton, I know she doesn't listen to the show, but it has been, I know you can't admit to it, but it has been lie after lie after lie throughout all your years of service. And I'm sure you've done some good things. I don't doubt it. You know, even in all that stuff that was going on, I'm sure you've done some good things. But why did you have to lie about Benghazi? Why did you lie about ducking bullets on the tarmac when the news, the mainstream media who's on your side was following you and with you? There wasn't a bullet shot that day. It wasn't overcast and cold, and you didn't have to go ducking bullets running back at the, you know, to the hangar, which is the story you told several times. And your husband tried to cover for you by saying you misremembered, but you can't misremember 15 or 20 times when people are telling you what the truth is. Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. A lot more coming up after the break. Don't go far. Former Secretary of State was heckled at NYU and told to rot in hell. How exciting. We'll be back in a minute.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call this toll-free number right now. 800-511-2084. That's 800-511-2084. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the collection process right now by calling 800-511-2084. That's 800-511-2084. When you call the Tax Support Group, you'll get free information on how you can reduce your back taxes, including penalties and interest. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the free call that could help you end the worry today. 800-511-2084. That's 800-511-2084. 800-511-2084. 800-511-2084.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue Diamond Gussets got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's Gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah. Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
Baby, baby, it looks like it's gonna help. Baby, baby, it looks like it's gonna help.
We are back.
Come inside.
You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you so much for being with me. Thank you so much for participating. Some of you are, you know, very involved in one of the chat rooms, either the one on site, on our website, therealside.com, and or the, what is it, the Facebook feed. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Hey, tell your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones about the show, really. Make them crazy. I don't mind. And I just want you to get involved. I want you to get engaged. I want you to be part of, you know, the solution. And again, I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. So stay engaged. Right, give me your email address. I'll send you an email. We also have a way to sign up for text messaging. And I used to know it, but I don't know what it is. You know what I think of this? If you want to sign up for text messaging, I think you text TRS for the real side, right? TRS, I know. Don't do it. You're already on there. It'll kick you off.
All right.
Yeah. You don't mind? When the producer doesn't want the messages on the show, we've got a problem.
I'm not getting any.
So it's all you got to do is text TRS to 313131. Yes, I didn't stutter. 313131. All right, so text TRS to 313131, and it'll put you on the list for you to be able to get the texts to when the show starts and that kind of thing. Because, you know, again, we're using email. There's no way to get the message out on Facebook. There's no way to get the message out on Twitter because that's all of those are being held back. All of those are being, I don't want to say monitored, but you know what I'm saying. Not like it used to be. It has changed dramatically, and not just for me, for many. And we've had this discussion a dozen times. I don't want to sound like an old Italian grandmother beating you over the head, right? But Facebook has cracked down. Not cracking down. It is really turning the thumb screws on conservative content to the point where it's shutting down pages within hours of the first warning. Twitter's doing the same thing, banning people for life within hours of the first warning. And it isn't that easy. Some of you say, well, just open another page. Well, you can't do that because technically they know where the information is coming from. You know, I realize that on Gmail you can have, like, you know, 3,000 different email addresses. So it's not that easy. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. The former Secretary of State was heckled at New York University, which is really sad, because he wasn't a bad guy. You know what I mean? I mean, you may not have agreed with everything he said or what he stood for or what he did, but, I mean, seriously, you can't even have history, people from history, you know, to show up and speak to our young people. Now, multiple protesters heckled former Secretary of State Henry Kissinger on Tuesday while he delivered a speech at New York University's Stern School of Business. You know, what's really funny is if you think about what Kissinger and Nixon did, I mean, you realize that after years and years and years, decades, if you would, of a real separation between China and the U.S., he was able to make the trip. Now, New York University invited Kissinger, who was celebrating the 45th anniversary of receiving his Nobel Peace Prize award. Roughly 100 people gathered to protest Kissinger, according to NYU News. Some held signs calling him a war criminal, while others shouted, "Rotten hell." And hey, Kissinger, what do you say? How many kids have you killed today? Really? I mean, what do they think this gets them? And, you know who told them all of this, right? You know who got them rolling and told them all this? Their professors. Kissinger's Nobel Prize has been widely criticized by those who say that he participated in war crimes during the Vietnam War. Protesters could also be seen holding signs reading, "Injustice must end, and you can fight imperialism with violence." Right. That makes all the sense in the world, right? NYU students, as well as local groups, organized a protest, "No War Criminals," claiming that Kissinger regarded as a criminal internationally, having formed imperialist policies that caused human crises. Don't you love this? I mean, think about what's going on in Israel. Think about what's going on in Palestine and Israel. And the only thing they can corral or accuse him of is being a war criminal because of what took place during the Vietnam War in those days. Don't you love it? The 27 groups involved in organizing the protests were comprised in part of New York City Democrats, Socialists of America, no surprise there, New York University Against Fascism, no surprise there, and the New York University branch of the International Socialist Organization. The groups penned and signed a letter urging the NYU community to reconsider hosting him. Mr. Kissinger, they say, has left a legacy of economic devastation, physical destruction, violence, human misery, and death. His greatest contributions to U.S. history are those of illegal bombing campaigns, failed military threats, direct involvement in coups and support for dictatorships, and elongation of devastating bloody wars for his own political gain. Wow. What an evil man. And I'm sure that those words, right, were given to them to memorize by their professors at NYU. No question. See, anytime there's a Republican president, a Republican cabinet, according to the professors at these universities, it's just bad, nasty, ugly, disgusting people. But if it's a Democrat, no matter what happens, no matter what takes place, no matter what went down, they look at those things, evil, and the Democrats have got. They went on to say that he was the architect of programs which were responsible for the deaths of hundreds of thousands of people, destabilizing of several nations, and the enabling of brutal genocidal regimes. The letter went on to say that he leaves behind a legacy of decisions and policies so violent and horrific that any acknowledgement or validation of him by NYU is indefensible. See, professors being echoed again. Talking together, you have got to pay attention where you send your kids. However, NYU officials didn't back down. The event went forward as planned, but during the course of it, there were a handful of brief interruptions. Those who stood up and shouted were promptly escorted from the room. Our rules are clear, NYU says. They hold up the NYU values and respect dissent, but it's impermissible for dissent to take the form of shouting down an invited guest. Those who don't make themselves subject to sanctions, you know, here's the thing. If you don't like what you might hear, leave. Do the protest outside. Leave. It's not that hard. Right? I mean, it doesn't require, matter of fact, you don't have to have that many brain cells to figure this one out. The pro-LGBTQ students at Azusa Pacific University, which is a Christian institution, held protests against the school's decision to ban same-sex relationships just days after rewording of the student code of conduct seemingly suggested those relationships were permissible. Now, roughly 200 students protested at APU in early October in opposition to the school's reinstating its policy banning same-sex relationships. Now, the San Gabriel Valley Tribune said that the protest lasted about an hour as students stood lined up with their arms locked and saying, according to the Tribune, the protest was peaceful and uninterrupted. What I think this is really funny is they're going, this isn't an Episcopalian university. And if you don't know what I mean, then you're not following religion very closely. Okay, this is a mainstream Christian university. Mainstream Christian universities, or should I say, mainstream Christianity does not promote or accept same-sex marriage. It's against their scripture. It's against their Bible. It's against what God tells them. Really that simple. Now, God doesn't tell them to hate those people. God doesn't tell them to hurt those people, unlike what the Democratic Party does with people that they don't like or don't agree with. The school had removed language from the student code of conduct at the beginning of the fall semester prohibiting same-sex relationships on campus. However, APU's Board of Trustees released a formal statement restating the school's values and clarifying that the school's stance on same-sex relationships. He said, we affirm God's... Now, see, again, this is because some of our young people don't understand that there are absolutes. You've been, you know, in my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, the very first chapter is called Absolutes? Absolutely not. We won't have it. I mean, think about it. It says, we affirm God's perfect will and design for humankind with the biblical understanding of the marriage covenant as between one man and one woman. The university statement reads, last week reports circulated about a change to the undergraduate student standards of conduct. That action concerned romanticized relationships was never approved by the board, and the original wording has been reinstated. Now, in talking to some of these people over a period of time, some of the reasons that some of these schools backed down and didn't bother is because they couldn't afford the fight against the Department of Justice. Because under Obama, every one of these things that came up was a fight with the Department of Justice, was a lawsuit with the Department of Justice. You could not practice your religion, which is constitutionally incorrect. The student code of conduct, as reworded at the beginning of the semester, reaffirmed the school's ban on premarital sex, but did not specifically address sexual orientation. And if you want to read the rest of this, you want to know the rest of the story, you're going to have to go up to the website later on, therealside.com. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Thanks for joining me tonight. Always appreciate the time that you spend with us. God bless. Have a great rest of the day.